For this session, I'd like to talk about the relationship between mothers and daughters-in-law.
我们有几位做婆婆跟做媳妇的呢？
How many of us here are mothers-in-law or daughters-in-law?
那如果我不做媳妇又还没做婆婆，是不是与我无关呢？
And if I am yet to be a mother-in-law or a daughter-in-law, does that mean that this session is irrelevant?
刚才我跟我两位阿姨喝茶。
I had tea with my two aunties earlier.
一个阿姨这样说。
And one of my aunties told me,
我的家婆已经离世了。
And she said, my mother-in-law has already passed away.
所以这个婆媳知道我不用听了。
So I do not need to listen to this teaching anymore.
但是她想清楚，她赶快这样说。
But when she thought about it carefully, she quickly corrected herself.
她说不行哦，改天我儿子娶老婆，我有媳妇，我又做人家的家婆。
She said, oh no, 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 I think this is relevant as well because one day when my son gets married, then I will be a mother-in-law.
另外一个阿姨就说, 她叫她儿子来听到, 她说早上是讲婆媳知道啊，跟我们年轻人无关啊。
And another auntie told me that when she asked her son to listen to come for sermon this morning, he said that it was irrelevant because he was a son and he'll never be a daughter-in-law or a mother-in-law.
他妈妈就告诉他，怎么不关你的事？
And so his mother told him, what do you mean it is irrelevant to you?
改天你娶老婆，你的老婆是我的媳妇，我做你老婆的家婆。
In the future when you are married, your wife will be my daughter-in-law and I will be her mother-in-law.
你变成中间人啊。
So you become the one in between.
你怎么不要学一学这个婆媳之道？
How can you say that you do not want to learn the teachings concerning this relationship?
这都关系到我们大家的。
Because in fact, this topic concerns all of us.
我们听总好过不听的。
And it's better for us to listen than not to listen.
所以说，婆媳不和，家家有，哪家敢笑，哪家愁。
And there is a saying which goes like this, that the conflict between mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law is present in every household, and which household can dare to laugh at the other household for being in an uglier state?
事实上，婆媳的问题是很普遍的。
In fact, the problems between mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law is common.
我们大家都心中有数。
And all of us know this very well in our heart.
而对这个婆媳的问题，我们大家也觉得无奈。
And we often find that we are very helpless as regards this relationship between mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law.
事实上，婆媳两代之间怎么能够没有问题呢？
And in fact, how can there not be problems between these two generations?
因为他们有很多的不同。
Because they indeed have many areas where they are not similar.
他们的家庭背景不同。
Their family environment are different.
他们的生活习惯不同。
Their living habits are also different.
他们的思想观念更加不同。
Their concepts and their way of thinking are even more different.
再说下去，他们的性情、他们的兴趣、他们的爱好。 每一样都不同的。
And if we were to go on further, their nature, their interest, and so on are all different.
所以这么多的不同，却要住在一起，没有问题，那才怪呢。
And so if there are so many differences, and yet they have to live together, it will be strange if we say that there are no problems.
但是这些问题并不是不能够解决的。
But yet, these problems are not insurmountable.
就算不能够解决，自闭线度也能够改善，不至于成为很大的问题。
And even if we were to find that some of these problems cannot be resolved, they can still be rectified to a certain extent so that they do not become a big problem.
只要我们大家同意遵循婆媳之道。
As long as we all agree to abide by the teaching of the relationship between daughters and mothers-in-law,
我们都能够做一个好婆婆跟一个好媳妇。
Then we would surely be a good mother-in-law or a good daughter-in-law,
能够得到大家的赞赏,
and we can be actually praised by others.
就好像拿俄米跟路德这一对婆媳，不是得到我们大家的赞赏吗？
Just like Naomi and Ruth, are they not a pair of mother-in-law and daughter-in-law that has received much praises?
那他们的成功也不是偶然的，他们付出了许多的代价和学习的。
And of course, their success is not coincidental. They have themselves put in a lot of effort and have learned much.
所以我们要做一对好婆媳，我们也应该付出代价，跟好好的去学习。
And therefore, if we want to really be a good mother-in-law or daughter-in-law, we also have to pay the price and learn.
就学习拿俄米跟路德这对婆媳吧。
And let us learn to be like Naomi and Ruth.
我分成三点跟大家彼此勉励。
I've divided this sermon into three points for mutual encouragement.
第一，我们学习拿俄米跟路德婆媳之间的彼此相爱。
Firstly, let us learn, how Naomi and Ruth actually love one another.
请看路德记的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Ruth.Chapter
1, 我们读第八跟第九节。
Let's read verse 8 and verse 9. Ruth chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of her husband. So she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept.
我们再读16节跟17节。
Let's read also verse 16 and verse 17. Ruth chapter 1 verse 16 and 17. But Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave you, or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried.The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything, but death part you and me.
我们听的这个婆婆跟这个媳妇所说的话，实在是令人感动和敬佩。
If we were to look at these two passages which record what the mother and daughter-in-law said to each other, we can truly admire them.
如果我们能够像他们这样的彼此相爱，
If we can really love one another like these two people,
还有什么大问题呢？
What big problem can there be?
什么叫做爱？
What does it mean by love?
爱就是能够为对方着想。
Love is the ability to think on behalf of the other party.
好像这个拿俄米做家婆的。
Just like Naomi, who was the mother-in-law.
她不知道自己的问题吗？
Did she not know her own problems?
她不知道她自己的孤单跟她的需要吗？
Did she not know how lonely she herself would be and her own needs?
她不会为自己打算吗？
Did she not know how to make any plans for herself?
她知道的。
She knew all this,
但是她还知道一件事情。
But yet she knew another thing.
我年纪都已经这么大了。
I'm already so old.
但是这个媳妇还这么样的年轻。
But my daughter-in-law is still so young.
她有她的前途的。
She has her own future.
我不应该拖累了她。
I should not be a burden to her.
我应该成全她。
I ought to give in to her.
所以她叫她的媳妇去改嫁。
And therefore she told her daughter-in-law to remarry.
这样他就真的变成无依无靠了。
And if that really happened, then she would be totally helpless.
他就要受苦了。
She would have to suffer.
他就要很寂寞了。
She would be very lonely.
但是他甘心忍受这一切。
But yet she was willing to undergo all those sufferings.
是因为他爱他的媳妇。
Because she loved her daughter.
他为他们的将来着想。
She wanted to think on behalf of her.
他可以成全他们，他可以牺牲自己。
She was willing to.Sacrifice herself just to give in to the daughter-in-law.
她这个爱让这两个媳妇相抱而哭了。
And so her love actually moved her two daughters-in-law to the extent that they wept.
多么伟大的一个婆婆。
This was such a great mother-in-law.
那她的媳妇也是一样。
And her daughters-in-law were the same.
你看这个路德。
Let's look at Ruth.
难道她不会想吗？
Did she not know how to think?
老人家还有多长的日子呢？
How many more...Yes, have this old person to live.
但我还要走的路很远呢。
But I have a longer way to go.
现在又是家婆叫我结改嫁的。
And it is now my own mother-in-law that has told me to remarry.
她给我自由。
She has given me the freedom.
不是我不要供养她。
It is not that I do not want to, take care of her.
所以我有理由离开的。
So I have every reason to depart.
但是你看这个路的。
But let's look at Ruth.
她用她婆婆给她的自由去选择一条不自由的道路。
She has taken the freedom that her mother-in-law gave her to actually choose a path that has robbed her of her freedom.
她甘愿放弃她一切。
She was willing to give up all that she had
来供养这个年老的婆婆。
To take care of this old mother-in-law.
你的国就是我的国。
Your people shall be my people.
你的神是我的神。
And your God, my God.
你死在哪里，我也死在哪里。
And where you die, I will die.
除非死能够使你跟我相离。
If anything but death part you and me.
要不然我会一生一世奉养你到老。
Otherwise I will take care of you till the day I die.
多么伟大的一个媳妇。
Such a great daughter-in-law.
所以我们看。
Therefore if we were to look at
that. 拿俄米跟路德事实上他们只是个很平凡的人。
Indeed Naomi and Ruth were but ordinary people.
可是爱却使这两个变成伟大。
But yet love can make these two people so great.
他们是贫穷卑微的。
They were poor and they were despised by people.
他们是在很困难的环境当中。
They were suffering in very difficult state.
可是这个爱却使他们尊贵起来。
But yet love has made them honorable.
他们也许贫穷。
Perhaps they were poor.
但是在人们的眼中，他们是多么的尊贵。
But yet in the eyes of others, they were so honorable.
让我们敬佩他们的。
And they are truly admirable.
这实在是值得我们做婆婆跟做媳妇的人好好去思想。
And this is indeed worthy of all of us, all of our consideration, whether we are daughters-in-law or mothers-in-law.
我们能不能够这样的彼此相爱呢？
Are we able to really love one another?
爱就是能够为对方着想。
Love means that you would be able to think on behalf of the other party.
甚至有时候能够牺牲自己而成全对方。
So much so that even there will be times where we would be able to sacrifice ourselves for the other.
如果我们自私自利，
if we are selfish,
你能够使平凡变成伟大吗？
Can you cause commonality to become great?
我看刚刚好相反。
I think it will be the exact opposite.
你会使尊贵变成卑贱，让人家瞧不起。
You will make something honorable become lowly, become despised.
所以婆媳如果自私自利，各自为自己打算。
And therefore, if mothers and daughters-in-law are selfish and they only consider for themselves,
婆婆等待媳妇来爱她，而媳妇等待婆婆来成全她。
The mother-in-law is waiting for the daughter-in-law to love her, and the daughter-in-law is waiting for the mother-in-law to give in to her.
这样的等
，and if we go on waiting like this,
我告诉你
，let me tell you,
那会等你等到我心痛。
And then you will wait and wait until your heart aches.
请看哥林多前书十三章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13,
第五节
verse 5.
哥林多前书十三章第五节
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
保罗在这里解释爱。
Paul explains love here.
里面有很多内容。
And there is much content.
其中一个内容。
And one of them is this.
不就是不求自己的益处。
Love does not seek its own.
爱是不求自己的益处的。
So love does not seek its own.
它不是不会打算，而是不只单单为自己打算。
It's not that a person does not know how to consider for himself, but if he has love, he will not consider just himself.
这才是叫做爱。
Only this is truly called love.
我看一篇文章讲到一本日本小说叫做《红胡子》。
I've read an article about a Japanese novel entitled The Red Beard.
这个红胡子其实就是一个医生。
And this red bearded guy was actually a doctor.
有一次他救了一个被虐待到差不多精神失常的一个少女回来。
On one occasion he was treating a young teenager girl who was very badly tormented to the extent that she almost went berserk.
那么他就开始治疗她。
And so this doctor began to treat her.
他就配好的药就拿去给他。
And so when he got all the medication ready, he brought it to her.
可是这个少女就把他打翻了。
But this teenager girl then just swept it away.
红胡子又在另外配药。
Then the red beard went and prepared some additional medication.
又另外拿给他。
And brought it to her again.
可是他又在打掉了。
But she again swept it away.
红胡子又在去配药。
And this red beard went to do it again.
又再拿去给他
and brought it before this patient again.
你知道他又再拔掉了
and she swept it away again.
如果你是这一位红胡子
if you were this red beard guy,
红胡子都会变成黑胡子了
even the red beard will become black beard.
我何必这样来辛苦救你帮你
why should I spend so much effort in trying to save you?
既然你想死你就去死好了
since you want to die, go and die.
我已经尽我的责任了
I've already fulfilled my responsibility.
事不过三我已经三次了
I normally people say that they will not do something three times. I've already done it three times.
你说红胡子生气吗？
Do you think the red bearded guy was angry?
他也会生气的。
Of course he would be angry.
他是人来的吗？
He was after all a human being.
但是他这样想。
But he thought to himself,
既然我救了他，
since I've already saved her,
我就应该要救他到底。
Then I would have to save her right to the end.
我都知道他已经是不太正常的。
I know that she is abnormal up there.
正常的人不会这样做。
Because one who is normal up there will not do this.
所以我们要帮助一个不正常的人，我们需要付出更大的代价。
And therefore, if we want to take care of an abnormal person, we must pay a bigger price.
我要救他
I want to save him
所以他又再去贴药
And so he went to prepare the medication again
又再拿去给他
And brought it before this patient once again
这一次这个小姑娘呆住了
This time around this teenager girl was dazed
她眼中流出眼泪来了
And she started to shed tears
她并不是完全不正常的
It was not that she was totally abnormal
只是她不相信这个世界上还有人能够这样的来爱他，来帮助他。
But rather, she just did not believe that there was anyone in the world who would still love her to this extent, or even would be willing to help her.
所以红胡子的爱感动了他。
And so the love of this red bearded guy moved her.
他就接过这个药来吃，他就开始慢慢好起来。
She accepted the medication and she started to improve.
这就是保罗所说的爱。
This is the love that Paul talks about.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love suffers long and is kind.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love does not envy.
爱是不自夸。
Love does not parade itself.
不张狂。
It's not puffed up.
不做害羞的事。
Does not behave rudely.
不求自己的益处。
Does not speak its own.
不轻易发怒。
It's not provoked.
也不计算真的。
Thinks no evil.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们有这样的爱。
So that we have this kind of love.
再大的问题也会变成没有问题的。
So that even if there is a very big problem, it will become as none.
没有这种的爱。
If we do not have such love,
没有问题也会产生许许多多的问题啊。
Then even if there were initially no problems, there will be many problems that would arise.
或是之间许许多多的问题，岂不是因为我们缺乏这个爱吗？
And do we not agree that a lot of problems arising between mothers and daughters-in-law is because of this lack of love?
好，第二点
，second point，
学习拿俄米和路德婆媳之间彼此的尊敬
，learn how Naomi and Ruth respected one another as mother and daughter-in-law.
我们请看路德记第一章
Let's turn to Ruth chapter 1,
18节
verse 18. Ruth chapter 1, verse 18. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her.
要怎么样尊敬呢
How do you respect one another?
两方面
Let me talk about two areas.
第一就是在意见上的尊敬尊重
Firstly, you have to respect each other's opinion.
Naomi 有她的意见
Naomi had her opinion.
她也把她的意见告诉她的媳妇
And she has also made clear her opinion to her daughter-in-law.
那既然她的媳妇也做了决定
And since her daughter-in-law has already made her own decision,
她就尊重她的决定
She then respected her decision.
她没有勉强她的媳妇一定要遵从她的意见
Naomi did not force her daughter-in-law to accept her own opinion
有一些人的意见很强
Some people are very strong in their own opinion
尤其她的意见是好的
Especially when their own opinion is indeed good
她更会坚持她的意见
And all the more these people would insist on their own opinion
就像拿俄米来说
Just like Naomi
我都已经叫你去改嫁了
I've already told you to remarry
这是我的好意，你怎么不听呢
？This is out of my good will. Why do you not want to listen?
我自己会打算我自己的，我不需要你养的。
I know how to take care of myself. I do not need you to take care of me.
我不要人家讲我的闲话。
I do not want people to speak ill of me.
要叫你守活，守寡。
I do not want people to say that I have insisted that you keep your widowhood.
你去改嫁好了
，You go and get remarried.
如果是这样。
If this was the case,
一个好意真的是会被破坏掉了
Then a good will would be destroyed
那就不变成让我们感动和敬佩了
Then it would not be a story that we would admire or we would be moved
拿俄米看见路德定义要跟随自己就不再劝他了
When Naomi saw that Ruth was determined to go along with her, she stopped speaking with her
所以我们不要勉强别人听我们的意见甚至是一个好意见
And so let us not force anyone to listen to our own opinion even if we think that it is a good opinion
反倒我们要学习接纳别人的意见
but rather we ought to learn how we should accept other people's opinion
所以在生活里面也许会发生很多的问题
therefore there may be many problems that arise in our life
那有了问题大家应该要有意见就要把意见说出来
And if we have our own opinions, then obviously we should speak our mind.
就好像拿俄米跟路德他们之间这个问题很大
Just like this issue between Naomi and Ruth was actually quite big.
我们要怎么来解决呢
How should we resolve this issue?
媳妇说婆婆要回去
The daughters-in-law may think to themselves, oh, our mother-in-law is going away, what should we do about ourselves?
婆婆说,我想回去,我两个媳妇,她会跟我呢,还是他们不理我呢?
And the mother-in-law may think to herself, oh, I want to go back, but will my daughters-in-law come with me or will they just leave me behind?
这个问题怎么开口呢?
How should we even start speaking about this?
因此大家在那边猜疑,
and therefore they may start to guess what is on each other's mind.
他大概会为他打算吧?
They may be suspicious of one another that each will take care of themselves.
那我也为我自己打算好了。
And so they will tell themselves, oh, let me take care of myself as well.
所以就各怀心思, 各自打算。
And so they become suspicious of one another. They have their own thinking, and they make preparations for themselves.
那么结果都会各行极端了。
If this was the case, then eventually they would all end up in an extreme path.
最后就是各走各路了,不欢而散了。Eventually,
people will go their own way, they will depart in a very unhappy way.
但是拿俄米就是把他的意见很坦诚地拿出来讨论。
But yet Naomi chose to speak her mind, speak her opinion in a very sincere way.
让对方可以去思想,可以去选择,可以去答。So
that the other party can think about it clearly, can make a decision.
所以有事要商量,有话要讲清楚。
And so if we have issues, we have to discuss them. And if we have words to speak, we ought to speak our mind.
要不然这个做婆婆的说,
otherwise, this mother-in-law may say,
我在家里我是个废物,
I'm a useless person at home.
他们都没有话跟我说, 也没有事情要跟我商量的。
They have nothing to tell me. They do not want to discuss anything with me.
我好像个废物被摆来摆去, 都是可以被丢掉的。
I'm just like a useless thing being kicked around, and perhaps I could even be done away with.
听了让我们多么的失望跟伤心呢?
If we were to hear words like this, would we not be so disappointed and sad?
一生劳碌为了儿女,到最后成为废物。
They have spent their entire life working and slogging for their children, but eventually they end up as useless people.
我们又于心何忍呢?
How can we bear such a thing?
但是也有媳妇的这样说,
but yet there are also daughters-in-law that speak like this.
我在家里,我不是他们的人。
When I'm at home, I do not actually belong to them.
他们有事情他们在商量,但是把我当作外人一样的。
When they have issues, they just discuss quietly in one corner by themselves, and they do not even let me in the loop.
这也是同样会让我们生气跟失望的。
And this is something which should also make us angry and disappointed.
其实大家有话讲清楚,有事大家商量,这不就是解决了吗?
In fact, if we have any issues in our hearts, we should just speak our mind, and we should just open it up for discussion, would this not solve the problem?
也许我不同意你的意见,
perhaps I may not agree with your opinion.
可是我却全力支持你,有自由做你的意见。
But yet I support the fact that you have the right to speak your opinion.
这样就很好了。
If this was the case, it would be good.
但是我们说,我讲也没有用啊,他不尊重我的意见啊。
We may think to ourselves, it's useless if I speak because they do not listen to me, they do not respect my opinion.
那当然,如果你是自私自利的意见,谁会尊重呢?
But of course, if you have spoken a very selfish opinion, then who would respect your opinion?
可是像马尔米这种真心真意的意见,怎么不让人家感激而痛苦呢?
But if it was an opinion like that of Naomi, which was truly out of sincerity and love, how would that not move people to tears?
好,那我再讲态度上的工作。
So now I'd like to talk about the second aspect, which is respect each other's attitude.
请看路德记的第二章。
Look at Ruth chapter 2,
第二节,
verse 2. Ruth chapter 2, verse 2. So Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him, in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter.
你看路德对婆婆所说的话。
Let's look at what Ruth told her mother-in-law.
她要出去拾取麦穗回来奉养她的婆婆。
She wanted to go out and glean the heads of the grain in the field so that she can provide a living for her mother-in-law.
她就对她的婆婆说,
and so she told her mother-in-law,
我要这样做好吗?
I'm going to do this. Do you think it is good?
这当然是好啊。Obviously it was good. 可是他还是要先告诉他的婆婆。
But yet she told her mother-in-law first.
这就是一种的尊重。
This is a form of respect.
她婆婆也很高兴。她说女儿啊，你只管去吧。
And her daughter-in-law was also very happy. And she told her, go my daughter.
虽然是很简单，但我认为这是很重要的。
Although it is very simple, but yet I think this is very important.
我们说长幼有序。
We say that there is, we say that there is an order as regards age.
这不只是一个礼貌，也是一个规矩。
This is not just a form of courtesy. It is, also the way things should be.
所以我们看到长辈，我们应该要打招呼。
And therefore, if we were to see anyone older than we are, we ought to, pay some greeting.
我们出入要有一个交代。
And when we come in or get out of the house, we ought to, we ought to greet them as well.
所以早晚向我们的父母、家婆啊、来请安，这并不是说卖口乖要讨好他们。
And so when we send greetings, of peace to our parents or our parents-in-law in the morning and in the evening, it is the right thing to do and not just trying to please them.
这乃是对他们一种的尊重，一种的关怀。
This is a form of respect and concern for them.
当我们处也好，进也好，我们交代一声，让他知道我们现在走了，或者我们什么时候回来了。
And so if we were to leave the house or when we were to come back, we ought to let them know as well, to know that we are leaving the house and when we are coming back.
免得他在牵挂
，so that they would not be worried over us.
也免得他生气。
And also so that they would not be angry with you.
要不然人家打电话来 ，Hello， 你的媳妇在哪里呀、
啊、？Otherwise, if someone were to call and say, "Oh, where's your daughter-in-law?"
不怪机会一定走。
Who knows where she is?
不是 who knows， 不知道啊。
Only the demons know where she is.
为什么他要这么生气呢
？Why would she be so angry?
因为他处处都没有交代啊，他哪里知道去哪里
？Because the daughter-in-law never tells the mother-in-law where she's going, so how would she ever know?
那你何必制造这种的不开心呢
？So why do you want to create this kind of unhappiness?
你就像路德告诉他的婆婆
，Just be like Ruth and tell the daughter-in-law.
我是这样
，tell the mother-in-law.
我去哪里？我去做什么
？I'm going out now. I'm going to this place, and I'm going to do this.
那婆婆就很高兴啊。
If this was the case, then the mother-in-law would be very happy.
你不要以为她是慈禧太后
，Do not think that she is the Empress Dowager.
每一样东西都要过问。
That she wants to poke a finger into every affair.
事实上，她只是关心。
In fact, she is only concerned.
她也要你对她的尊重。
And she also wants respect from you.
那有一些做媳妇的，她尊重她的家婆的。
But there are also some daughters-in-law who respect their mothers-in-law.
因为她的家婆是有才有势的名人呐。
Because their mothers-in-law are people who are rich and of very high status in society.
她更敢不尊重。
How would she dare not to respect?
所以你看到她的态度啊，毕恭毕敬啊。
And so when you see the daughters-in-law, they are always cowering in respect.
可是不是很多的婆婆都是有才有势的人啊。
But yet not all mothers-in-law are people who are rich and high in status.
都是贫穷卑微的。
In fact, the majority of them are poor and of lowly status.
因为他们一生的储蓄都是供养孩子去读大学、去读书、去做事业了。
Because all their life savings have been spent helping their children to go to the university to build their career.
到老了两手空空。
And when they are old, they are empty-handed.
希望儿女媳妇懂得知恩图报。
And they hope so much that their children and their daughters-in-law would actually know how to repay them.
他们会供养啦。
They know how to take care of them, provide for them.
却没有尊重。
So perhaps these young people will provide for their parents-in-law or parents, but they do not know how to respect them.
不理不睬啊。
They do not bother, they do not pay attention to them.
你有什么感受呢
？How would you feel?
但是同样的，也有一些做家婆的这个自立的。
But similarly, there are also some mothers-in-law which are quite difficult.
我这个媳妇很会赚钱啊
my daughter-in-law can earn so much money.
一个月赚6000块啊
She can earn $6,000 a month.
多不多啊差不多了啦啊所以他对他很客客气气
And because of that, this mother-in-law is so courteous to the daughter-in-law.
另外一个媳妇是工厂妹，一个月才赚不到1000块。
And maybe she has another daughter-in-law who works in a factory and she earns only about 1,000 every month.
所以她就出声大气。
And she then starts to shout at her and yell at her.
你说怎么没有问题呢？
If you were to do that, how can there not be problems?
问题多多啊。
Then there'll be a lot of problems.
因此我们要学习拿俄米和路德这种互相的尊敬。
Therefore, let us learn from Naomi and Ruth how they respect one another.
那我现在讲第三点。
Let's talk about the third point.
学习拿俄米和路德婆媳之间的感情。
Learn the deep relationship between Naomi and Ruth.
有感情就能够长久，没有感情。 那么就会分别分散。
Because if there is this deep relationship between these two people, then they would be able to endure living together. Otherwise, they would be departing from one another.
婆媳之间开始的时候都有感情的。
Initially, when mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law get together, they would build that initial relationship.
所以你看，当他阳光红茶的时候，笑得多么开心。
So we can see that these feelings would develop when the mother-in-law first drinks the tea offered by the daughter-in-law.
这个媳妇也是一样恭恭敬敬的拿上红茶给她的婆婆，你是我的婆婆。
And this daughter-in-law would be so full of respect, bowing down and serving tea to the mother-in-law.
但是很可惜，感情就到这里停止了。
But unfortunately, that kind of feeling stops just there.
跟结束一样吗？ 感情没有结束，但是停止。
Okay, but the feeling stopped to develop from there.
You are right. 不是没有感情了。
So it's not that there are no feelings.
但是就是那一种感情而已。
But the feeling stopped just developing from there.
有没有在发展呢？
The feeling that
我们都可以接受跟原谅的。
There are many things that we can accept from one another and we can forgive about one another. About one another.
叫什么好朋友？我们不是朋友吗？
What is there to calculate about this? Are we not friends?
我们的感情值得这一些东西吗？
Our feelings, our relationship worth just these things?
但是如果我们没有这个感情的话，
But if we do not have the feeling for one another,
我们只是 hello 朋友，
We are just friends that say hello and goodbye.
你会不计较吗？
Would you not calculate with him every single thing?
我们会计较的。
We would be very calculated.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们没有感情啊。
Because there are no feelings.
我们的感情只是到那边而已， 只是打个 hello， 今天天气很好。
Because our feelings stop developing at that stage where we just say hello and the weather is fine today.
所以婆媳之间最重要就是要建立起感情。
Therefore, it is very important that feelings develop between mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law.
你看拿俄米跟路德。
Look at Naomi and Ruth.
他们是两种不同民族、不同信仰的人。
They were people who were of different races and different faith.
但是他们两个人却成为生死之交。
But yet the two of them have become they have become people that have been so well acquainted with one another.
他们是母女，但不是同血统的母女。
They were like mothers and daughters, but they were not of the same blood.
但是他们却比那些亲血统的母女啊，更加的恩爱。
But yet they loved one another even deeper than other mothers and daughters.
为什么能够达到这种的地步呢？
Why were they able to reach such a stage?
就是在这么长久的日子里面啊，他们建立起来的感情。
It's because they actually built up this feelings and relationship through the time they spent together.
感情这么样的浓厚，这么样的深重，你怎么叫他们离开呢？
And if their feelings for each other were so deep, how could you ask them to go apart?
你怎么叫他们不彼此相爱，彼此看顾？
How can you tell them not to love one another? How could you tell them not to care for one another?
你怎么叫他们能够不互相尊重？
How could you tell them not to respect one another?
但是如果没有办法建立起感情，
But yet if they were unable to build up the feelings for one another,
爱也勉强，尊重也是很可靠。
Then their love would be so forced and their respect will be just superficial.
好，那问题是感情要怎么建立呢？
How then should we build this feeling?
真的是拿一杯半杯茶就建立起感情吗？
Are feelings built just by drinking that cup of daughter-in-law tea?
这只不过是一个开始。
This is only the beginning.
建立感情有一些基本的条件。
There are some basic conditions to build such feelings.
我想第一个就是要多交谈。
I believe that one way is to communicate and speak with each other more often.
因为感情是从谈话建立起来。
Because feelings are often built by talking to one another.
如果你不谈话，你怎么去了解呢？
If you do not even talk to one another, how would you ever understand each other?
就好像我没有跟你讲话，你也没有讲话，我都不知道你叫什么名，你住在哪里。
For example, if you and I do not speak to each other, I would not even know who you are. I do not know where you live.
可是有一天，你问我你叫什么名啊？
But one day, if you were to ask me for my name,
你住在哪里啊？
Or you were to ask me where I live,
啊，你就已经了解了。
Then you would have some basic understanding.
你生活如何啊？
Then you may go on asking, oh, how's your livelihood?
啊，这就已经更进一步了。
Then you would have gone one step further.
感情就是从谈话开始的。
Feelings and relationships are built by beginning to talk to one another.
请看路德记的第二章。
Let's turn to Ruth chapter 2,
19节
verse 19
到20节
verse 19 and 20. Ruth chapter 2, verse 19 and 20.
好，我们读19节就好了。
Let's read just verse 19. Ruth 2 verse 19. And her mother-in-law said to her, "Where have you gleaned today? And where did you work? Blessed be the one who took notice of you." So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, "This man's name with whom I work today is Boaz."
你看到他们婆媳之间的对话。
Let's look at this conversation between the mother and daughter-in-law.
如果你婆婆问你，
If your mother-in-law were to ask you,
你今天在哪里工作啊？
Where did you work today?
你已经工作了整天都累了，有气无力的，还不是一样吗？
If you have already spent the entire day working and you are so tired, would you not just reply and say, "Ah, in the same old place"?
你都知道了，还要问？
You already,
白问
？You already know this. Do you, why are you still asking? Are you just asking a non-value-added question?
那么你做婆婆的，你还敢问第二句吗
？And if you were the mother-in-law, would you dare to ask the second question?
你就知道谈不下去了。
Because you know that the conversation would stop there.
婆婆难道不知道媳妇去市集卖会吗？她已经告诉她。
Does the mother-in-law not know that the daughter-in-law went to glean the fields?
但是她是要问工作顺利吗？有什么不开心的事情吗？
But she,
有给人家欺负吗？
But she wanted to know further whether she was happy with her day's work, whether she, her work was smooth, whether anyone had bullied her.
她无能帮助啊，但是她说我可以祷告，愿那连续你的祝福你。
And of course the mother-in-law could not help in any physical way, but yet she could help by praying, and therefore she said, "Blessed be the one who took notice of you."
你告诉我你的遭遇。
Please tell me what you have met with.
我知道要向主耶稣讲什么东西。
And then I would know what I can pray to the Lord Jesus for.
要不然如果主耶稣问我，你要怎么样帮你的媳妇，我告诉他什么东西呢？
And so if the Lord, otherwise if the Lord were to ask me, how would you help your daughter-in-law, what can I tell him?
但如果我知道你的困难是在哪里，我就可以告诉主耶稣，主啊，他的困难是这样这样，求你帮助他。
But if I were to know the difficulties that you have met with, then I would be able to tell the Lord and pray to him to help you in that way.
我不能解决你的问题，但是有一位能够解决你的主，我可以为你祈求的。
I cannot solve your problems, but there is one who can help you in your problems, and I can pray to him to do that.
路德拾取麦穗的确是很累的。
Ruth indeed would be very tired having gleaned the field for the entire day.
但是她明白她婆婆的意思。
But yet she understood the purpose of her mother-in-law.
所以她就把这些东西通通都告诉她的婆婆了。
And so she told everything that she met with to her mother-in-law.
所以这样的交谈让他们更加的恩爱，更加的关心。
And so such conversation actually drew them closer to one another, and they became more and more concerned for one another.
你说我们没有话好说。
You say we have nothing much to talk to each other about.
真的没有话好说吗？
Is it true?
还是没有心说话？
Or do you have no heart to speak to one another?
有心说话，我告诉你，鸡和鸭都有得讲啊。
If you have the heart to speak to one another, let me tell you, even the chickens and the ducks can talk.
我亲眼看见的。
I've seen it for myself.
虽然我听不懂他们在讲什么，但是讲得很热闹啊。
Although I do not know what they're saying to one another, but I can see that the chickens and the ducks seem to be talking to one another, and it's so lively.
谁说鸡和鸭没有得讲？
So who says the chicken and the duck cannot speak to one another?
反倒如果没有心说话哦，鸳鸯都在睡觉。
But on the other hand, if you do not have the heart to speak to one another, Even lovebirds have nothing to say, they'll be sleeping.
我看图画也好，或者是看电影、电视的那个动物纪录片也好，那些鸳鸯都是在睡觉的。
And if I were to read the books or I were to look at the watch the TV, it's strange because the lovebirds are always sleeping.
所以婆媳两人要多沟通。
And so mothers and daughters-in-law have to communicate with one another more often.
如果你说传道，我们沟通不来，也没有得好沟通啊。
And if you were to tell me, preacher, we cannot communicate with one another, and there's nothing we can communicate to each other about.
不能沟通要怎么办呢？
If you really cannot communicate, what should you do?
不能沟通那就通沟啊。
If you cannot communicate with one another, then you ought to clear the blockage.
我们中文字哦，沟通哦，就是说这个沟哦，排水的管道没有阻塞，所以能够通，那就沟通啊。
The Chinese word for communication is actually a clear passage or clear pipe. And so if you do not have a clear pipe, then clear the pipe.
那如果不能够通的时候，那就一定是在某一个地方出问题，有阻塞了。
And so if there is a communication blockage, then there must be some real blockage somewhere.
所以你就要找出是什么问题，问题在哪里。
You then have to find out what the problem is and what the blockage is.
通了沟，自然就能够沟通了。
So if you were to be able to clear the blockage, then you would automatically be able to communicate.
不能够沟通是很大问题啊。
Because if you cannot communicate, it is a very big problem.
那些水不能够流通变成死水。
If a water pipe,cannot have water passing through, then the water there will become stagnant.
好，那生很多蚊子，那你是最怕的了。
Then there will be a lot of mosquitoes breeding, and I think you'll be afraid of that.
而且很多那些废物哦，不能够流掉，通通都集在那一边了。
And also there will be a lot of rubbish that will be brought to this blockage area, and it will all accumulate.
然后就会发臭了。
Then you start to go stale.
然后你就不会打喊，你就要离开了。
Then you cannot tolerate, and you will have to leave.
我们如果婆媳不能够沟通
，if mothers and daughters-in-law cannot communicate，
很多不高兴那些废物废话，通通都积在内心。
If there's a lot of unhappiness and a lot of rubbish that we keep in our heart，
没有办法通掉啊，通通积在心里面。
If we are unable to clear all this unhappiness from our hearts and we allow it to accumulate in our heart，
怎么不臭，怎么不酸呢？你听都听到酸溜溜，又发怒又臭的。
How will it not become stale? How will it not become sour? We would be so bitter about it.
可是如果能够通的话，这些废物也好，废话也好，统统都流掉了。
But if we are able to clear this blockage, then regardless of whether it is rubbish or it is just unhappiness, it will all be able to be flowed away.
死水就变成活水。
Then even stagnant water can become living water.
那个时候真的婆媳之间啊，就真的是好水多喝茶了。
At that time, we can say that the mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law will truly have so much to say that their saliva is more than the tea.
好，那第二方面要建立感情，就要多关怀啊。
And the other aspect is that if we want to build relationships or build feelings for one another, we must show concern.
我们人是感情的动物来的。
Men are by nature animals with feelings.
也许我很不高兴你某一些事情。
Perhaps I am truly unhappy with you over some incident.
可是你一次又二次的这样来关怀我。
But yet because you have shown concern for me time and again,
我的心也会软的。
I would actually be softened in my heart.
因为人需要爱，更需要被爱。
Because men.Man needs love, and all the more needs to be loved.
所以互相能够关怀，互相的感情就会更深。
And so, if we are able to show concern for one another, then the feelings would develop even deeper.
你不关怀我，我也不睬你。
If you are not concerned about me, and I do not bother about you,
有事我怎么会去帮你
？How would I then help you when you're in trouble?
我们看路德记第二章。
Let's turn to Ruth chapter 2,
14节
，verse 14。Ruth chapter 2 verse 14. Now Boaz said to her at mealtime, Come here and eat of the bread, and dip your piece of bread in the vinegar. So she sat beside the reapers and he passed parched grain to her, and she ate and was satisfied, and kept some back.
18.
Verse 18. Then she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. So she brought out and gave to her, and what she had kept back after she had been satisfied.
怎么样的关怀?
How was she concerned for her mother-in-law?
就像路德一样.
Let's look at Ruth.
她自己有得吃, 但是她想到她婆婆还没有得吃.
She had some food to eat, but she remembered that her mother-in-law had not eaten.
所以她吃饱, 但是并不是吃很饱, 因为她把剩下的留起来.
And so she was satisfied with her food, but she did not totally fill herself because she kept some back.
因为她要拿回去给她的婆婆.
Because she wanted to bring some of these food back for her mother-in-law.
她有得吃,让她的婆婆也一样有得吃.
Since she had something to eat, she also wanted her mother-in-law to have some food.
虽然是半饱,但是好过一个人饱一个人饿.
She was only half full, but it was better than having one full and one hungry.
这就是关怀.
This is care.
关怀能够时时刻刻想到对方.
If we truly care for one another, we would always think about the other party.
想到他身体的需要.
We would think about their physical needs.
想到他心里的感受.
We would think about her feelings.
有一对恩爱的夫妻, 他们就出去有一个烛光晚餐.
There was a loving couple who went for a candlelight dinner.
两个人当然是很开心啊.
And of course, the two of them were very happy.
没有妈妈跟婆婆在那边喊喊喊喊在做监督.
There's no mother or mother-in-law murmuring by their side.
所以两个人的确过了一个很快乐的晚上.
And so both of them truly spent a very enjoyable evening.
但是你想他们真的快乐吗?
But do you think that they were really happy?
当他们吃完以后,
after they had their dinner,
她的老婆就对老公说,
the wife then told the husband,
现在是很明亮很快乐.
It's so bright and happy now.
等下回到家里去就乌天暗地了.
But
就黑暗了.
But when we go back later, it will be dark and gloomy.
就有人脸黑黑了.
Someone will be will have a black face.
你要小心点哦.
You must be careful.
我们一回到家赶快进房间就算了.
When we reach home, we should quickly walk into the room.
果然如此.
Indeed, that actually happened.
但是有一个聪明的媳妇,
but there was a wiser daughter-in-law.
他们需要夫妻两个人有他们单独的时间.
She needed some time. They needed some time to spend between the couple themselves.
所以他们享受他们的约会跟晚餐.
So they enjoyed their own time together and their dinner.
回到家里的时候,
but when they returned home,
她不怕乌天暗地的.
She was not afraid of the dark clouds or the gloomy sky.
为什么呢?
Why?
一回去就大大声叫她的妈妈.
Because the moment she went home, she shouted for her mother-in-law.
妈,这是你最喜欢的东西,我们买回来给你吃.
And she said, Mom, we've brought back your favorite food.
说起来我们也还没有吃饱,我们可以跟你一起吃的.
And in fact, we have not had our fill, and so we can share it with you.
这个妈妈真的很高兴,
and so this mother-in-law was really so happy, there was nothing she could say.
你不要以为买回来给她吃就很高兴哦。
Do not think that just because you have bought some food for her, she will be happy.
她还是不高兴的, 还是脸黑黑的, 不过没有打雷而已。
She will still be unhappy, her face may still be black, it's just that the lightning has not struck.
不过还是吃得脸黑, 甚至有时候故意不吃的。
And sometimes they may still eat it, but their faces may still be black, and sometimes they may even choose not to eat what they've bought.
但是这个媳妇说, 我们也还没有吃饱。
But this daughter said, we have not had our fill.
其实他们已经吃得很饱了。
In fact, they have already eaten.
但是为了要陪伴她, 让她高兴。
But she said it so that she could spend some time with the mother-in-law to eat together with her.
这一点就真的让她的妈妈心里高兴了。
And this point itself made the mother-in-law so happy.
就是乌云消散, 那么就天气晴朗了。
So if in this way the dark clouds would clear and the skies will be fine.
老人家能够吃得了多少?
How much can old people eat?
他不是那么在乎吃, 但是他却很在乎那一份的关怀。
They are not so concerned about the food that they eat, but they are more concerned about the care and concern that you show for them.
而事实上, 小孩跟老人 都需要我们去关怀的.
And in fact, we need to care both for our young children as well as for our old parents.
小孩是因为他还没有长大。
We have to care for the young children because they have yet to grow up.
而老人是因为他已经软弱了。
And old people because they have grown weak.
所以你看那一些警匪片，如果被抓，一定是先让老人跟小孩离开的。
And so if you were to watch those police and thief kind of show, they would always, when they are hostages, they will always let the children and the old people go first.
你想看，连这些坏蛋他们都知道，你做这些老人跟小孩做什么呢？他们是应该帮助可怜的，你让他们走吧，不要让他们受惊受怕了。
You think about it, even these baddies know how to let the young children and the old people go first because they cannot be scared.
我们不是那些坏蛋，我们是好人。
We are not baddies, we are good people.
但是为什么我们却忽略了这些小孩跟这一些老人呢？
Why then do we neglect these young children and the old people?
讲趁这一点，小孩我们不会忽略了，我们爱小孩太多了。
And if we were to say clearer, we love our children very dearly.
但是我们的老人家呢？
But what about our old people?
母亲节刚刚过了，父亲节又要来了。
Mother's Day just passed and Father's Day is coming.
有一个人就问这个做妈妈的，做婆婆的。
Someone asked the mother-in-law,
怎么样庆祝？有没有庆祝母亲节啊？
Are we celebrating Mother's Day?
这个家婆就对她的朋友说。
The mother-in-law then told her friend,
哟，我的媳妇跟儿子还有她的孩子，就是我的孙子，庆祝母亲节。
And so, this mother-in-law then told her friend, yes, there was a celebration. My son and his wife and their children went out to celebrate Mother's Day.
我就真的也庆祝母亲节。
And I also celebrate Mother's Day.
用华语讲好听不到的，这个要用广东话讲的。
And if I were to speak in Mandarin, you wouldn't understand. I must speak in Cantonese.
我广东话唔系几啱吓。佢哋庆祝母亲节，我庆祝母亲节。
So it means literally in Cantonese, because it sounds the same. They are enjoying celebrating Mother's Day. I'm celebrating no feelings day.
真系母亲啊，没有亲啊
，no kinship there，
剩下她孤零零一个人在家
，because there is no kinship， she was left alone at home。
那有个人对她做媳妇就说啊，你真好啊，有两个妈妈爱你。
And someone then told a daughter-in-law and said, oh, you're good, you have two mothers who love you，
有母爱
，you have mother's love。
她说你讲得啱，母爱啊。
So she said you're right because in Cantonese the word mother。Sounds also like no, so it means yeah, I have no love.
所以母亲有母爱，但是广东话发音出来哈，变成了母亲有母爱。
So
可怜不可怜
？So in the Cantonese word mother and mother's love if mispronounced can sound like no kinship and no love.
广东话很有趣的。
So the Cantonese language is interesting.
你真正的是母亲节还是站在母亲节的
？Are you actually celebrating Mother's Day or are you celebrating No Kin's Day？
好，还有五分钟哈，讲多一样。
I have 5 minutes more. I'll speak one more point.
要建立感情就要多体谅。
If we want to build up relationships, we must be understanding to one another.
所谓体谅就是说帮对方。对不起你或者让你生气失望的时候你还是能够原谅他。
And when I say be understanding to one another it means that when the other party has truly offended us, when the other party has done us some wrong and made us angry, we still forgive them.
他这样做我怎么样体谅他？
How can I be understanding? He has done this to me.
其实他如果不这样做平时哪里需要体谅呢？
In fact, if she does not do this to you, why would you even need to be understanding?
所以体谅就是当他让你失望、让你生气的时候，才需要体谅的。
And so when we talk about being understanding, it means that when she has actually hurt you or when she has actually made you angry, then only then you can say you are understanding.
不体谅的话，建立起来的感情都会崩溃掉了。
If you are not understanding,then even the deep relationship that you have built up or the feelings you have for one another will crumble.
所以能够体谅，我们的感情就更加的坚固。
Therefore, if you are able to understand one another, then the feelings and relationship will be consolidated.
事实上，我们都不是天使。
In fact, we are no angel.
我们会闹情绪，我们会发脾气。
We will have our bad mood. We will throw our tantrum.
我们会讲错话，我们也会做错事。
We will say wrong things. We will also do wrong things.
但是基于一样，我们不会认错。
But there's only one thing that we will not admit that we are wrong.
其实很多的事情，如果我们肯认错啊，都会没有事情的。
In fact, if we were willing to admit that we are wrong, then many problems can be resolved.
那如果我们能够接纳别人的错，那很多的问题也不再是问题了。
But on the other hand, if we are able to accept the wrong doings of other people, then a lot of problems can also be resolved.
所以体谅就是要懂得认错，也要能够接受人家的错。
And so to be understanding means that we ought to be able to admit our own mistake, and we ought to be able to accept that others make mistakes.
听说林肯夫人是脾气很暴躁的人。
I've heard that Mrs. Lincoln, was one who was very bad-tempered.
有一次林肯不懂做错什么事。
On one occasion, Lincoln did something wrong.
那他带他的朋友回家。
And he then brought his friend home.
那刚刚坐下来谈而已。
And just as he sat down and was about to begin a conversation,
这个急性又坏脾气的妻子就冲到他的面前来。
This bad-tempered wife then came before him.
开口大骂也乱骂。
And started to raise her voice and yell at him and scolded him.
根本都不管他的旁边有朋友有客人在啊。
He did not even bother that there was actually a friend of Lincoln who was just sitting by the side.
也许他骂得更大声，你不要以为有朋友在我就不骂你啊。
Maybe she was thinking, don't think that there's a friend here and I will not scold you.
一样不给脸啊。
I will not give you face as well.
多奇怪的，林肯乖乖坐在那边听他骂，一句都不还口。
But strangely, Lincoln just sat there and listened to her and did not even rebut her.
连他的朋友都不好意思
so much so that even his friend was embarrassed.
他的朋友都头低低不敢看，林肯还是这样静静地看着他的妻子。
And his friend actually lowered his head and was so embarrassed even to look at Lincoln's wife.
而且好像很同意他所骂的，因为他一直在那边点头。
And he looked like he was agreeing with Lincoln's wife because he was always nodding his head.
如果你是林肯，你能够这样做吗？
If you were on Lincoln was always nodding his head.
但是为什么他能够呢？
If you were Lincoln, would you be able to do that?
他的朋友也跟我们一样很好奇啊。
And because Lincoln was just lowering his head and nodding his head all the time, his friend was very curious.
所以当他的老婆走了以后，他就问他。
And so when his wife had left, this friend asked Lincoln.
林肯说其实也没有什么大道理的啦。
And Lincoln then said, actually there's no secrets behind it.
如果你能够了解，
If you were able to understand,
我这样给他骂哦，对他来说能够舒筋活血，让他舒服晒。
If you can understand that if I just sat here and allowed her to vent her frustration, then she would feel more comfortable after that.
我听我们的梁中医告诉我，没风湿痛哦，因为你的经血不通，所以舒筋活血，你就会没有事了。
I've heard a Chinese physician tell me that sometimes we get pain in our bodies because the blood in our vessels are not flowing, and so if you can unblock those vessels, you'll feel comfortable.
所以他说，我的老婆呢，她就是现在经血不通，闷得很苦了，所以我让她发泄。让他舒筋活血，等下就没有事了。
And so Lincoln said, "Yeah, my wife is now having is in a state where she's so frustrated, like her vessels are all blocked, and so I have to allow her to clear her vessels, and then she'll be all right later on."
如果你想到这一点，你也会鼓励我啊，给他这些机会，而且都给他这个机会。
If you were to have thought about this, you would encourage me to give her even more time and opportunity to vent her frustration.
我们就是因为不懂啊，所以我们不给他机会舒筋活血，我们反倒是加油加醋。
And because we do not understand, we do not allow these people to vent their frustrations, but on the other hand, we allow them, rather we fan the fire.
事实上有时候他骂了，只是发泄他心里的不满，因为他不懂得怎么样去疏通啊，他只好去做这样的方法。
In fact, very often these people start to shout and yell because they do not know other means.To vent the frustration.
你只要静静在这听，而且同意他所说的，那 诸经活水以后就心平气和了。
And so if you were to just sit there quietly and listen to them and look as though you agree with them, after some time you find that you'll be okay.
如雨过后一定是天晴的。
Because after a thunderous storm, the weather will surely be fine.
虽然你给他骂好像淋得一身湿，但是好过相骂两个人都心伤啊。
And if you were to be there being scolded, or you were to have undergone a thunderous storm, only you will be wet. But if you were to argue back, then both of you will be hurt.
两个都不开心，两个都下不了台。
Then both will be unhappy. Both of you will not be able to have an escape route.
所以我想，我们都应该学一学林肯的功夫。
Therefore, we have to learn from what Lincoln has done.
好，所以有一句话说
，the proverbs has this saying:
罗靠骨。骨靠罗，好婆婆还需要靠好媳妇，还需要靠好婆婆。
The Chinese have this saying that the drums depend on the drumsticks and the drumsticks
不是哦、oh,
the drums depend on the cymbals and the cymbals depend on the drums. And a good daughter-in-law needs a good mother-in-law.
意思是说，好婆婆跟好媳妇都要两个人互相合作的。
In other words, a good mother-in-law and a good daughter-in-law have to cooperate with one another.
这样就好像锣跟鼓就能够唱一出好戏啦。
In this way, it is just like the drums and the cymbals that can actually produce a musical piece.
所以婆媳之间的确要互相学习。
Therefore, mothers and daughters-in-law have to learn from one another.
靠着圣灵的感动
and be moved by the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣经的教导
and rely on the teachings of the Bible.
我们能够做一对好婆媳的
，then we can be a pair of good mothers and daughter-in-law.
求主帮助
，May the Lord help us.